Hello and welcome back. So happy to have you here today to talk about a very important topic on my heart, which is how to have balance around food. So it's bandied about everywhere, all over the social medias. And now I want to get really clear on how to really have balance around food. So keep listening in if you want to get some really clear information around what that actually means, how to actually have it. And then I want to give you three tips to take away at the end of this episode today. So you are my girl if you are constantly struggling with that battle of restriction, dieting, and binge eating, and you just want to get yourself to a place where you are mentally free from all of that stress and struggle around food, that overwhelm of what to do, and that fight to reach some kind of a body ideal that you feel is going to make you happy. If you want to be free from all of that, transform your relationship with yourself, with food, with your self-esteem, then this is absolutely for you. So let's get straight into it. And I want to talk to you about what this term means. Okay, so I don't use the term balance around food. So when we say balance, it is essentially saying it is okay, you can eat X, so be it junk food or naughty food or the less, not less desirable, because it usually is more desirable because you don't let yourself have it. The food that is less glamorous. Okay, you can have a little bit of that, but you need to be keep that in moderation. And if you just fill the rest of your cup up with these desirable foods, these glamorized foods, these nutritious, nourishing, healthy foods, the foods that come out of the ground, the stuff that we say is okay, the things that you're allowed to eat. If you get your balance right with that, which we often see deemed as 80-20, right? Or a client I had the other day was on the 5-2 diet. So it was 2 days. In that one, what is it, 2 days of really restricting, then 5 days of just eating whatever you want. So it's like it's a constant fight, if you're using the term balance, of still having your mind in that control mechanism. Like, am I being good enough? I can only eat this if I do this. So it's still trying to counteract this deemed damage that you're doing around food when you just let yourself eat the stuff that you want to eat, like bread, the carbs, the chocolate, the cookies, the cake, the pizza, the ice cream, the really palatable stuff that the entire world tells you stay away from. You're going to get addicted to it. You're going to eat the entire lot. You're going to end up swimming in a sea of cookies. If you keep on eating that, you're not going to be able to stop. And I just want to put a side note there. If you are restricting and binge eating in that cycle, it will so feel like that. I was there for 10 years. I talk about my story often. Probably will go into depth in depth again, but I restricted so much. I did every single diet possible. I think the last one I did was like If It Fits Your Macros, which is still a diet that's still trying to keep within a measured amount of numbers, which balance also is about measuring your food. I for 10 years restricted, stayed on these diets, and so would find myself literally, yes, swimming in all of that food that I wasn't allowing myself, or was telling myself would be out of balance if I had it, would be naughty if I had it, I would be ruining my body image if I had it. And ultimately, why do we want our body to look a certain way? Because we want validation from people. Okay, so there's deeper levels beneath all of this. So I've been there, I've done that. I know when you're in that cycle, it feels absolutely insane, doesn't it? You cannot stop yourself. You feel, literally feel like an animal that is just, I've got to eat this food immediately, right now, and there's nothing that's going to be able to stop me. You get these super strong urges in your mind to eat food, often in secret, really quickly, not even tasting it. It's almost like you're eating it just to fill that void, but you're not going to allow yourself to taste it or really actually realize what's going on here. You eat it really quickly, huge quantities of it, and in secret, and then you try and counteract the damage again. So I know if you are in that cycle, which is likely if you've come to listen to this, that it might feel to you like if you just allow yourself to eat all foods, you're going to go nuts on it. I totally, totally get that. But I want for myself, if nothing else, or any of the testimonials I have or the clients that I've worked with, I am the biggest like example of the work that I do and the transformation that you really can have around food, around your body, and literally your life. I now have my dream child. I now run my own business, like full time. I run my own business. Can you imagine having had? I would never have been able to imagine having to have the mental capacity to run a business and show up and want to show up, because my face is here, there, and everywhere. I'm being seen. I could be judged. The fear of rejection, the abandonment, all of that stuff. I would never have been able to do it. So, balance, essentially, when you hear that term, I don't use it because it's trying to be a measurement of your food again. There is no factual way that a human being should look or should eat. And using that term balance around food, trying to do that 80-20, trying to follow the 5-2, whatever it is, allowing yourself a cheat day that I did for years also, you are still trying to control your food instead of allowing yourself to just eat. And you truly can get yourself to this position. It's not as simple, and I would never advise anyone to literally just say, well, I mean, you might do, but personally, I feel like this can be really overwhelming and feel really uncomfortable and even more out of control if you just let go of all of the dietary rules and just eat food, because you have not healed the stuff underneath, the layers underneath the surface issue that you actually need to sort out first, which is a point that I'm actually going to go on to next. So I don't want to go too deep into that. But if you just allow yourself to just eat all the food and follow none of these rules and quit all of the diets, you are going to be like a deer running into headlights, really out of connection with your body. The relationship with yourself is not really right at that moment. And so you are still going to, your mind is still going to be wired to quite self-sabotaging. And so you will find that you will just keep on eating. So this is where finding yourself a professional to support you through it, whether it be someone like myself that specializes in it with being a certified hypnotherapist and then coaching, or someone else that really aligns to you. There's things like societies and stuff like that and memberships and things that you can join. So what I really want to talk about now is what my beliefs are behind. I don't want to use the term balance. I'm trying to think of something else that it could be anyway. Just eating food. My beliefs around just eating food. Okay. So for me, fully, this is what I take my clients through. It's what I did for myself. One of the rules of the mind is your body does what your mind tells it to do. Okay. So if you were going to go and eat that pizza, if you're going to allow yourself to have a little bit of birthday cake, you're going to have one of these treats at the weekend, but because it's got to be balanced, thereby still feeling like it's guilty, it's still naughty food, and then you ignite those stressful feelings around that food of, oh, I shouldn't really be eating this, I'm going to have to counteract it, I'm going to have to eat less tomorrow, I need to get that balance. The stress, the cortisol that is going to be rushing into your body will be fighting against that food and holding on to that food. So you immediately are putting your body into a state of stress. You immediately putting your body into a state of survival mode. Now, let me tell you this. Factually, yes, there are foods that have more, on paper, nutritional content, okay? So as example, berries, antioxidants, there's things there that are really good for your health, right? But your body sees food as food. It digests, it metabolizes, and it uses that food in the same way. The only factor that changes how that food is used and worked in your body is what you put into your mind that sets off whatever chemicals and hormones and reactions you're going to set off in your body. Is it going to be the relaxation ones, or is it going to be the survival stress ones? You can eat a piece of pizza or you can eat a salad. Your body knows no different other than what your mind is going to tell it. So if you still have these rules and these measures around food of, I've got to be balanced with this. This is actually naughty food. This is a treat. Instead of just allowing it to just be food, then the chemicals and the hormones that you set off are going to be of stress. They're going to be the survival ones. They are going to be the ones that then signal the ghrelin hormones to start making their way around your body. So what do? They make you think about food and be more hungry. So you are balancing your food. You are having this treat, which is naughty food. And then all you're doing is constantly thinking about having another portion. That is how it works. You're in survival mode. The minute we have these moral beliefs around food and think that one is better or good, that more balanced than the other, or allowed more than the other to be balanced, and it's naughty or it's good, the minute you put these moral values on them is the minute you attach meanings to them that impact your body, all right? So you could literally, I mean, I don't know how the saying goes, but it's something along the lines of, you could eat all the kale that you want to eat, but if you are not mentally well, then you're not healthy. There's just no point. And that was me. Like, I was literally the girl that grated courgettes into my oats to give myself more volume, grated cauliflower because I wouldn't eat a pizza base, and I weight trained. That, I'm so far from that identity. I don't even have an ounce of that in me anymore, that I can't even imagine being that girl anymore. And that really wasn't that long ago that I used to do that. Maybe like, what was it, 2016, 2017, it kind of started coming to an end. So five, six years ago. So girls, this is solidly what happens with your body. If you have got stressful meanings attached to food and then you go to eat it because you are keeping balanced, this balance term, then your body will react differently to that food. All food is just food. So the thing is, if we want to think about someone who is like allowing themselves to just have this balance, right? So we're just going to do this 80-20, or we're just going to do this 5-2. Can you not even just feel the stress and the constant mental space that takes up, and they're having to think about it, and am I allowed it, and is that going to balance out this that I've had? And instead of just allowing yourself to find that peace in yourself firstly and then in food, so that you're just eating, letting go, forgetting about it, and allowing yourself to naturally choose the stuff that feels good, because this is the ultimate goal. We just want to feel good. And so, yes, guess what? When you allow yourself to actually just eat all food, hold no moral beliefs or meanings attached to any of them, there's no good, there's no bad, it's just food with different nutritional statistics on it. When you can allow yourself to just do that, you naturally gravitate to the stuff that's going to make you feel good, because you want to feel good. So what I want to do now is get into how you can actually do that. So when we are talking about your relationship with food, okay, like I said earlier, I touched on a little bit at the start, I don't take any clients through just the food. That never happens. Another client actually that I was speaking to literally last night, we worked on the body image and the food at the same time. And the thing that's starting to transform, and the layers that are peeling back, and the new identity that she is already feeling, is one of self-esteem, one of self-validation. So she is working on her relationship with herself first. And you know how important this is, because once you heal the wounds that are open from when you were a little girl, the stuff that happened in your life, the things you heard, the stuff you picked up and held on to and repeated until it became a belief and then wired into your mind as a belief system or a behavior or a habit around yourself, around your body. Once you heal those wounds that are open, you can start to then say, right, I'm an adult woman now. I don't need to hold on to that stuff anymore. Let's start again. Let's rewire how you really want to perceive and think about yourself. So this is so empowering, and it's a huge part that's missed in this world of food freedom and body image. So it's not just about ending all the diets, stopping the terms like balance. It's not just about intuitive eating. It is not just about looking in the mirror and saying that you like the way that you look, like using affirmations. All of that stuff, incredible, valid. I use them all. I give all of them to my clients as support. But they are additions to what needs to be the real underneath it all thing to find ultimately this freedom around food, to remove the terms like balance, moderation, whatever other food fears that you've got up. You need to peel back those layers and heal those wounds and heal that relationship with yourself. When you do that, the action that you take around food and around your body is from a totally new and rebirthed intention. You go to eat food for love, care, nourishment, joy, satisfaction. A part of like intuitive eating is called, one of the principles is the satisfaction factor. Why the hell shouldn't you enjoy your food? Why should you just be treating yourself like once a day? No, all food gets to taste good, gets to feel good, gets to work well with your body, the way that you want to feel, energize, whatever. It gets to just be fuel if that's what you want it to be. But when we are not focusing on the relationship with ourselves first, it just can become too much. You're still taking action from a place of lack of self-esteem. And now if you have not refilled up that cup where you just validate yourself, you like yourself, this is not an overnight thing. This takes repetition again. The mind works with firing and wiring something on repeat. And it's super, super simple once you can actually really get yourself into this place where you decide, this is not the relationship I want anymore. This is who I'm going to be instead. And you repeat the way you want to be. Like if you don't want to invest, say, for example, working with me or someone like me, maybe you can just journal your way through this every day. It might take a little bit longer, but get out of your head the things you need to heal that make you feel the way you do about yourself, that makes you want to control your body, that makes you want to have to eat this balanced way. If you can heal that, your relationship with food becomes easy. You just eat your food. You eat food for ease. You eat food for joy. Eat food for memories. You eat food for energy. I choose such a different selection of foods every day. I mean, I think my breakfast is probably exactly the same. If you're in the UK, we have a food delivery service. It's called Gusto. There's quite a few. I use Gusto. You can get, I think it's like 30% off if you follow my link. So I'll put that on there because it's incredible. We have them Monday to Thursday and I get so excited that there is a brand new menu every week to choose from. And I'm eating with my partner who's like twice the size of me. I'm talking about everything, like height and all of that lot. And so beforehand, the old Sammy that was in diet culture, diet mentality, using the term balance, having moral values on foods, not eating carbohydrates, that kind of thing, I would never have been able to have a food delivery service with my partner because I wouldn't have wanted to eat like the rice, the bread, like the amount of things that they tell you to put butter in. And you know what? Even still now, years later, every time I go and get a teaspoon of sugar out and put it in because the recipe says so, or I put butter in because the recipe says so and I know it's going to taste nice, I don't even second guess it. And then I'm suddenly like, oh, I would have never done that before. A teaspoon of sugar. Do you know what I mean? So listen, you can get yourself to a place where you're just eating your food. You're just eating your food. We don't need to have these terms of balance, 80-20, 5-2, moderation, whatever it is, naughty, good, bad. Once you do that deeper inner healing, onion peeling work, the relationship with you, and you come back into the action around food in your body from an intention of love, self-care, and nourishment, you gravitate to the stuff that feels good for you. So the stuff that I eat, I might do like a day intuitive eating. That's what it is, intuitive eating. I eat off of what I decide feels good, tastes good, my body wants, my mind wants. I might do a day as an example, how to do that. let me know if that's something that you want to see. But I just eat food. I have those gustos like I told you about, because it's I have those the gusto menus, and I don't have any strict menus. I don't have anything that I have to eat over and over. Like, there's no measurements, there's no control. I just eat my food and I feel incredible, and it's just the most mentally relieving and healthy thing you could ever do with your life, is transform your relationship with food. It doesn't take up all of this space anymore that you could fill with so much life. Like, you could even run your own business if you wanted to, or if you've already got one, you could really get it off the ground, or just have an achievement or a goal, or start a family if that's a dream of yours. I know, like, as I've talked to in my stories, that was the biggest thing for me. Like, I've been with my partner since I was 17, so that's 14 years now. And I knew when it was coming time to think about starting a family, I really could not see myself with children if I couldn't even bake cakes with them and not smash the whole lot. Because at that moment, 5-6 years ago, I would have done that. And I was so afraid of that. I can remember in the flat that we used to be in thinking, oh my God, how am I going to be able to, like, give my children a joyous upbringing around food if mummy's just going to eat it all? And I laugh because I'm on the totally different side of it now, and I can see how easy it actually is to transform that relationship and that behavior with food. So what I want to do is give you a couple of tips to take away. So number one, these are going to be like self-empowering tips, okay? Because what we really want to focus on is that relationship with you, first of all, the most important thing. I want you to write down a list of all of the things that you like about yourself. I want you to write down all the values that you have of yourself as a person: loyalty, kindness, determination, optimism, hardworking. What values do you have of you that you really like about yourself? Really get to know yourself. It's quite rare that people ever actually do this unless you, like, work with a coach or something. And it's lovely because you get to realize the stuff that's really good about you as a person. Like, you feel good, like you're a good human. So I want you to get clear on what are those values that you have of you as a person. And now I want to know, how rude, how nosy of me. I want to know, so let me know, how are you going to integrate those into your day-to-day? So how are you going to make those your forefront focus, who you are as a person, what a good person you are, the energy that you bring into a room? How are you going to make that the most important priority for you every day, whether you go to work, whether you're at home, the mum, running your own business, or whatever, it's a weekend, you're going to see your friends, going to see your family, you're going on holiday. I want to know how those values, those things that make you uniquely you, that are really great about you, how can you bring those into your life, into other people's lives, and really focus on just, like, lighting up your life. I love the thought of that, like walking into a room and lighting up that room because you've got such a wonderful energy about you. You've got a unique character. What is it about you that's really special that you're going to bring that no one else has got? Let's move the focus away from your body and how you look and start thinking about who you are as an adult woman and deciding this is who you want to be. This is what you want to bring into life. This is what you want to be remembered for. Okay. And then we want to start with a couple of, like, number two, let's go into a little bit of intuitive eating. When you allow yourself to eat just food, right, you just want to get away from that term of good and bad, balance, moderation. When you just allow yourself to eat food that perhaps you felt that guilt, shame around, I want you to do it really mindfully. I want you to take note on this, right? So do some journaling, do some reflection as you eat this food, like after, at the end of the week, whatever. Whatever it is that you choose to eat, do it, put it on a plate, don't just eat it in a rush, allow yourself to enjoy it, make it a really special little time for you and you, don't be like watching TV or scrolling on your phone, eat it slowly and actually taste it, And then I want you to reflect on whether you actually liked that food. What did that food even do for you? How many times have you like really wanted to take away, had the takeaway, and then be like, oh, that really wasn't even that good. I would have preferred to have done my own home cooked dinner. Yeah, that happens to me all the time. So I want you to, we are moving away from this glamorizing, like this, putting these foods on this pedestal that they are just this holy grail we're not allowed to have. Allow a bit in that you feel comfortable with and actually taste it. And then is it something that you really like or not? Like start to bring in some intuitive eating guidance into your day, into all food, and just like do it with a salad and do it with a bit of pizza, do it with all of your food. It's just food, okay? That's my second tip. And then my third one is I want you to make a bit of a plan around this food. So I know you're not going to be able to just become ultimately like your own therapist overnight and heal the biggest thing that you need to work on, which is your relationship with you. But you can take a few things forward to be able to heal your relationship with food. So you've got those intuitive eating tips. Now we want to make a bit of a plan around that food. So I want you to like now allow yourself at a pace that feels comfortable to bring in some of those foods that when you intuitively ate them, they satisfied you. We're now going to fit in that satisfaction factor. And I want you to surprise yourself and allow yourself to just have that food when you probably wouldn't have allowed. So like I have literally just had like a Kit Kat, and I very often will, when I sit down to do work after I've had my lunch, I get a cup of tea, I'll get a chocolate bar. So if that's not something you do, maybe you want to try something like that. Like, is there a ton of chocolate bars that you've never tried and you're really excited to give it a go? So we want to remove this whole, like, we've got to balance food out. And I just want you to now intentionally add foods in that you're afraid of and mindfully eat them. I want you to actually taste them. Are they actually satisfying you? And then plan when you're going to put them into your day. So if you go to work full time for someone else, are you going to take some for a snack, some within your lunch? Are you going to add some butter to your bread? Are you going to add some extra cheese on your eggs? Are you going to have a chocolate bar like me or a cookie in the morning? It's just food, okay? This is what we've got to remember. Whether it's a cookie or whether it's an apple here, all food is just food, and your body, remember this, your body responds to your mind. So whatever you tell your mind tells your body. So do you want to be in that relaxation or do you want to be in that stress? So remember this when you go through these tips: one, working on your values to heal that relationship with you and what you want to bring in to the day, to your life, to other people's lives, instead of it being about your body. Two, start with mindful eating with the intuitive eating guidance. And three, then make a plan around satisfaction. What of those have satisfied you? What tastes really good? And how are you going to start allowing them into your day instead of an apple, instead of a banana, like instead of a salad, have a sandwich? It's just, you're still eating intentionally from a place of wanting to look after yourself, but deciding I get to have some satisfaction. So I want to know how those tips have worked for you. If you do the journal reflections about your self-values, I'm really interested to know what comes up for you, because I'm always intrigued as like there's so many different values that you could have. So I want to know what yours are. And let me know what foods you really, really wanted to eat, haven't allowed yourself to, and then they don't actually even taste that good. That's such a key transformational part of all of this, is eating that food and then being like, oh, really? It really doesn't even bother me. And then going to the stuff instead, like gravitating to the stuff instead that actually you do really like the taste of. Like, I love what would be deemed in the world as like having more factually on paper nutritional content for dinner. One of my most favourite dinners is salmon on a bed of spinach with lemon all over it. I've eaten it for years, since I was a teenager. And then a jacket potato with cheese and butter. Oh my gosh, it is just divine. I love it so much. And honestly, when I've had a takeaway pizza before that has just been dead, that is what I wish I'd eaten. So it's not to say that that's where you need to be, because for some people, the pizza is the place they want to be. This is the whole thing. There is no such thing as balance. If you don't want to be in a world of controlling, overthinking, overwhelm around food in your body, then you don't want to be using that term. You just want to heal and eat your food.